This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that...
Hi, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad Full Time Full On with...
Frank.
You usually say like thoughts and experiences or something.
Yes, I do, yes.
My name is Islay and I am here with...
Dad, Frank Carter, yes. And as, yes, as Dad. Good morning, everybody. Okay.
So, today we're going to be talking about advent calendars.
Yes.
Duck and Caterpillar.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep.
Seneva's photography.
Photography. Yep.
Nikki, now a nurse.
A registered nurse, yep.
The Ahi, the Tongan ladies from church, are going to their houses, to each Tongan lady's house, to see their garden. And so we've been, Mum has and Dad have been doing the garden and stuff.
Yes.
And going to Bunnings a lot.
Yeah, right.
But the good thing about going to Bunnings is that I get to ride on the trolley.
Oh, right, yes.
Also, wearing a mask.
Who's wearing a mask?
I'm Dad, because he has a cold, or you should say.
Okay, shall I say that afterwards? In a word, but I'm wearing a mask today. So that would explain perhaps why I might be sounding a little bit muffled. So I'll just try and talk up a bit. Yes.
We also have Secret Santa.
Yep. Yep, and...
opportunity to show what you're, how you've been doing.
Right, yes.
With your garden and stuff.
Oh, that's the Ahi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's our program today. That's quite a full program today. We've still got... we'll have one track, at least one track, possibly two, from our continuing anthology, if you like, of Shona Lang, the double album, the essential Shona Lang. We'll have our first track coming up now, and then... we'll come back with Islay's Secret Santa, but perhaps before that, mention why am I wearing a mask and why am I sounding so muffled after this break.
to iDad full time, full on Free FM 89.0 with thoughts and experiences and conversations and that. So, that was Shona Lang, Serviette Snow.
Yeah.
And now Ducky is going to ask Dad.
Right.
Why does he have to wear a mask? Why does he want to wear a mask?
Why do I want to wear a mask? Okay, why am I wearing a mask today?
No, Ducky's going to ask.
Oh, go on then.
So, Dad, why are you wearing a mask?
Okay, right. I'm wearing a mask today. Well, this week, for about 4 or 5 days, I have not been well at all. I've got a cold, a flu, no energy, lots of aches and pains, bit of sort of throaty stuff, sore throat, not been well. I've had 2-3 COVID tests, all negative, so I haven't got COVID. But for this, I think it's useful. I'm coming up and I'm talking to a microphone, and all my bugs and that could be on the microphone. Next person that comes in and talk to it could catch my stuff. So, I'm wearing a mask in the studio and in Free FM today, not to protect myself, but to help to protect other people. And as we know, we're coming up to the Christmas party time.
But still to protect yourself.
Oh, I suppose. Yes, I guess it's a yes. Okay. Yes, because I guess I could catch COVID from other people, couldn't I? I haven't got COVID. But the main idea is so that I don't transmit. Even transmitting colds and flu, I've become increasingly sort of aware of transmitting those bugs because they can get seriously ill. Yeah, so, and coming up to this Christmas time, I just want to be responsible for, or I just want to make sure that, as far as I can, people are not sick because of anything that I do or I do not do. I think I've already missed a couple of celebrations myself, but that's how it is. I'm hoping most people don't have to do that. So that's why I'm wearing a mask. So that's why I'm probably sounding very muffled today. And that'll going to be the... Should we put that up on the Instagram for this program? Yes. Okay. So there you go. How's that? What do you reckon about that?
Yes.
Is that suitable to wear a mask? Great. Okay. Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
For the last... At school, and this is something I've been really impressed about, you and a group of your friends at school...
I have, like, 7 friends.
7 friends, which is absolutely wonderful.
And I have lots of background friends,
yeah. That's absolutely, but this group of about 7 friends...
Eight friends, including me.
Including you. You, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you decided to do a Secret Santa?
Yeah.
And you've been thinking about it and working on it. And what happened yesterday at school?
I got a box of favourites.
Your Secret Santa gave you a box of favourites. Now, of all the 8 of you, did everybody do the Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Right. So that is the thing that I'm really impressed about. These are 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds.
And 11-year-olds.
Oh, and an 11-year-old. Who, amongst themselves, agreed to do this. And they set a limit. You set a limit, didn't you?
$10 limit.
A $10 limit.
But some of us only spent like $7.
Yeah, that's very sensible. And that was the limit, so...
And I'm sorry to the person I got, but I spent your leftover money on lollies for me.
And I think there's a lot of work was put into.
Especially my gift.
Yeah.
The person I gave.
Yes, you did.
And the person got me put work into.
Yes, a lot of thought.
And so, it was really kind.
So I'm very impressed. This group of 8 students, I'm very, very impressed with them.
And we're going to keep the box, the favourites box.
Definitely. Oh, are we going to keep the favourites box?
As a memory.
Are we? We definitely... There was another little box, paper box.
Yeah, and it said, like, on the box said, thank you, and then there'd be little tiny envelopes that said what for.
Yes.
Like, thank you. One of them said, thank you for always pulling me back up when I fall down.
Yes. Now, we won't mention whose name this is. We won't mention a name. But I understand, listening to you during
safety,
the term...
internet.
That's
internet,
right. Yeah. I understand that during the year, this friend of yours No? Have been subject to bullying a bit? Bit of bullying? You don't want to talk about that?
Hmm?
You don't want to talk about that? How, what you did to help her out during the bullying? Would you like to tell us a little bit about what you did?
I was a good friend.
You were a good friend. And you supported this friend of yours. And that's, I think, the important thing. Yeah, the really good thing. So she was... And did anybody mention it to the teacher?
Yeah.
And did the teacher do something about it?
I don't know.
You can't remember. But has the bullying stopped?
Yes.
It has stopped. That's excellent. Because this sort of thing happens amongst kids. And kids don't really realise what they're doing.
You know, one time...
Go on.
My neighbours, they all have cats.
Your neighbours at home, like in our street, you mean? Yes.
I saw them bullying each other.
Oh, you saw cats bullying each other. Cats,
they were,
yes,
like, fighting each other. Yeah, like, yeah, they were, like, crawling. Like, they were, like, on the ground fighting.
It's called a cat fight.
It looked funny.
It's a cat fight.
It looked really funny. Yes. And it's like, meow, meow, meow.
Yes. And sometimes their squawking sounds like babies. Oh, that's a bit scary when it's about 2 o'clock in the morning and they're fighting. Yeah, yeah. So I'm very, very impressed with the way this group of girls in, you know, 9, 10, 11 got together and it all worked. And they set the rules and they had the meeting. Oh, great. Wonderful. I think it's a kind of...
There's also a girl. I'm going to call her...
Pardon?
I'm going to call her...
Could I call who?
This is girl.
Oh, yes.
My friend group. And I'm not going to call her name, but this is what I'm going to... I'm going to call her...
Go on. What are you going to call her?
I'm going to call her...
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to call her A.
A. Okay. This is girl A.
It's
okay.
Her birthday tomorrow. So I just want to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And you will know who you are.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes.
You're probably not listening to this.
Okay, but
you're probably like getting a bunch of birthday cards and
stuff. Yeah. Okay, happy birthday, girl A. And this has been a friend of yours.
And she's turning 10.
And she's 10 now. Is she 10? Okay. And I nearly said who it was. Okay, very wonderful. Great stuff. Okay, so now moving on. We're coming up to Christmas, another week and a half of school. But there's a lot of things that are happening around Christmas in the community and in social groups. And one of the things that's happening today, as I mentioned earlier...
I'm seeing...
Go on.
My friend.
Today, yes.
Gala.
This afternoon. But this afternoon, we've got a group of Tongan women coming from the Tongan group coming round. And this is the A'ahai. And it's...
I remember one time we did it. There was like... the ladies went to Wendy's. I mean, Genji's.
Afterwards.
And me and Dad went to Starbucks.
Yes,
and I got like a cake pop or something.
That's
really like cake pops.
The cake. Okay.
I'm trying to make it. I totally failed.
Okay. Right. Yes. So this is the women in the Tongan group. They come around once a year. They come around to have a little bit of a chat, and just have a look at people's gardens, their fruit gardens, their veggie gardens, their flower gardens.
Did you realize we have free lawns?
Three small ones, yes. Three small ones.
You know, like the houses around the lake?
The house, oh, yes.
Guess what?
What?
Like, I saw a house and they had a trampoline.
Yes.
A wooden playset.
Yes.
Playground.
Yes.
When I go to a girl's house, she has a trampoline.
Yes.
Sometimes they call it the playground.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, massive houses.
Like, there's so much grass, like...
Massive, yeah.
So much space
and the lake, yeah. So they come around, and this is like a visit to see how people are doing with their veggie gardens. And obviously, for the last week or so.
Are the ladies going for dinner tonight?
No, they're not. We'll get on to that in a minute. Doing something for the children this evening.
What?
Yes, I'll explain it. I'll tell you what they're doing for the children this evening in a moment. Yeah, you're looking puzzled. Of course, something for the children. Yeah.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a moment. And so it's an opportunity for people to show what they've done in their garden. There is no judgment. There is no judgment at all. If you've just got a couple of veggies and a couple of fruit and stuff, that's fine. But it's also an opportunity to show the kinds of handicraft you might have been doing. If you've been making a mat or a tarvala or some smaller handicraft, then you put that out as well for people to come and have a look at.
Can you tell me about what you're talking about?
After what I've done, in a moment. Now, this is not, as I said, it's completely non-judgmental, and I've been on one of these things, when someone pretended, of course, they hadn't got round to doing very much. So everybody had a really, really good laugh at this lady as she was walking around on a crutch. And for some reason or other, she managed to convince everybody that she'd broken her leg the day before, so she couldn't have done anything in the garden, which we all knew was absolute nonsense, of course. But it was within the whole spirit of the thing, of non-judgment. But if you've done something, great. But it's also a motivation. And to be honest, the motivation has been quite high to tidy up our garden. And Miley's done a tremendous job, of course. The last 4 or 5 days, I haven't been able to do much at all.
Can you tell me now?
Now, this evening, afterwards, the ladies normally go for a little bit of a dinner or a little bit of a relaxation. Previously, I think they've been to Genji's. But this evening, there's going to be a bit of a fundraiser for children's Christmas presents. So a bit of a fundraiser so that, a bit closer, right about...
So what are we doing?
I don't know. I didn't organise it. So a bit of a fundraiser, probably having dinner or something. And probably some items, I don't know. Because I'm not organising it. So you just go... So it's a bit of a fundraiser to raise some funds to provide sort of like equal kind of gifts.
Do I have to
for the
go?
Children. I think you'll be going with Mum. Definitely. Yes, I think so. Yes. And it'll be fun.
Why aren't you coming?
Because I'm sick and I don't want to come. I don't think... Well, I'm not sick, but I'm not very well. That's right, yes.
I'm sick.
Yeah, I don't think so. So this is a fundraiser because one evening just before Christmas, not sure of the date, the Tongan community in our church and presumably in other churches as well, have a special service where they celebrate it for the children. And so this is the gift for them. And so that's what will be happening this evening. Wonderful. And it's all community stuff coming together. It's wonderful stuff. Now moving on. A couple of big celebrations. A special celebration is, maybe you want to talk about this? Nikki's celebration. Nikki, your older sister?
Oh, yeah, she became a doctor.
A resident nurse. Yes. Nikki, after it's been a long time, I think it's been about 5 years that she's been doing this, because in the middle, of course, of 2 years, she had to basically take nearly 2 years out because Mahana, who is now 13, got leukemia. So she was basically full-time care. With an enormous amount of support from her partner, Stu, and, of course, Atawa. But she kept on track, support from her tutors and that. And now, she came in yesterday very proudly. Dad, can we just go to your desktop? Can you log into this particular site, nurses.something or other? And then she put in a number and up came her name, registered. Practicing certificate. So congratulations. That's wonderful to know. Wonderful to see her determination.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Go on then. Where is this? Yes. Okay. Wonderful to see her determination. Oh, and Ducky and Caterpillar too. Lots of clapping from Caterpillar, of course. Lots of legs. Yeah, so congratulations. Another congratulations, of course, is to Suniva. Suniva is Esley's...
She got a scholarship.
Niece.
She's
niece.
She did.
And she also has...
her art looked amazing.
Amazing.
I saw one art and I could do that.
Oh, yeah, but not Suniva's. Some of the other stuff.
But I saw another one and I could easily do
some of the other stuff, yeah, you would do better.
It was just a bunch of sand, crushed up wheat bits.
Yes, I think so, yes, yeah. So there's an exhibition. Well, there was an exhibition up in Auckland University in their art department, and Suniva had a major part of that in that exhibition.
She got a whole room.
Yeah, she got a whole room, and there was four very large photos.
It was like things of like gods of death and stuff.
Oh right, but also it was photographs.
There was
wasn't it?
One called Scandias. There yes. was one for Scandia.
Yep. That's right.
Scanda.
Yes.
What was it called?
Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Scandinavia.
And then there was one called. Then there was a Tongan one.
Yes.
And her eyes were like.
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah. So.
And there was one for the Maori.
Yep. That's right. Because.
And one for Samoa.
Yes. Right. Yes. Because Suniva did, she explored her heritage, and not she, you just go down one line, because you see Suniva is Tongan, Samoan, Maori.
She is?
Yes, partly her sort of great grandmother or something. There's partly Samoan, going way way back. The
Scandinavian. Samoan?
I don't think so.
Well, if she's Samoan and we're related, does that mean I'm Samoan?
Possibly. I might have been through her father. I'm not sure. You have to ask Mum. And so each of her photos, which were very large, and they were set on glass with a backlight behind.
Do you know?
Exceptionally well done.
Yeah.
You said so?
I went to the lake, and it had like the museum music. Like,
yes. Yes.
That music creeps me out.
But
sometimes museums just creep me out. Anyways, because of like the music, like stuff. Anyways, I was at the lake, and I saw Ducky's great auntie's sister's daughter's teacher's best friend.
Okay.
She said hi.
Hi, hi everybody.
She said hi to tell Ducky. She said hi.
Hi. So, okay. Can I just explain? Now, Suniva explored the strands of her heritage through each of the photos. She just wasn't just focused on the Tongan or Māori or European, Samoan and Tongan. She explored all of them, and she did an enormous amount of research. So congratulations. Well done to Suniva. She has received a scholarship to do this. Tremendous. And now she's just looking ahead next year to expand and develop her skills. That's just about our programme for today. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. Look forward to being with you again next Saturday morning, midday, 11:30 to 12:30. Hopefully without this mask. Thanks very much. Have fun.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time. Give them time. Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.